I'm Andrew Michael. Here's what happened today in country music for April 1st. No fooling. Today in 1932, after going out on just 4 dates with her, Gene Autry marries Ina Mae Spivey in St. Louis, Missouri. Today in 1951, Hank Williams and Lefty Frizzell kick off the only concert tour they will work together in Little Rock, Arkansas. Today in 1957, Merle Haggard's first daughter, Dana, is born in Bakersfield, California. Merle unfortunately misses the event because he's serving 9 months in the Ventura County Jail for stealing a 1952 Oldsmobile. Today in 1967, the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum opened at 16th Avenue and Division Street in a barn-shaped building on Nashville's Music Row. The museum moved to a new $37 million building near the historic Ryman Auditorium in May of 2001. Today in 1977, the CBS Television Network introduces a police drama called Nashville 99, starring Claude Akins and Jerry Reed. The episode's guest stars include Don Johnson, Mel Tillis, and Charlie Pry. The show featured a theme song performed and co-written by Reed, but sadly only lasted 4 episodes. Today in 1996, Alabama becomes the first country band to earn a quintuple platinum album, as their greatest hits album is recognized by the RIAA for shipping 5 million copies. Today in 1999, radio station KALF in Chico, California, tells listeners that Garth Brooks has been cut by the San Diego Padres and that he's signing with the Chico Heat. April Fools! The team pulls the plug on the stunt when season ticket requests jam their phone system. And today in 2014, Old Dilla, the stuffed armadillo that serves as Willie Nelson's onstage mascot, is returned to the singer days after it was stolen at a Las Vegas concert. We're remembering the birthday today of country guitarist Arthur Smith, born in Clinton, South Carolina on this day in 1921. His 1948 single, Guitar Boogie, is one of 3 singles of his that land in country music's top 10. When the Warner Brothers Film Studio uses a cover version of his song, Feuding Banjos, and renames it Dueling Banjos for the movie Deliverance, Arthur Smith sues the studio and wins substantial royalty. He died at his home from natural causes at the age of 93. Also remembering the birthday of singer Jim Ed Brown, born in Sparkman, Arkansas on this date in 1934. He achieved fame in the 1950s with his 2 sisters as a member of the Browns. He later had a successful solo career in the 60s and 70s. Happy birthday to singer-songwriter Kit Moore, born in Tifton, Georgia on this day in 1980. And happy birthday to singer-songwriter Hillary Scott of Lady Antebellum, born in Nashville, Tennessee on this day in 1986. And that's what happened today in country music history for April 1st. I'm Andrew Michael. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. And follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at TICMH Podcast.